California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. As Bumps, age 11, Jan Ford.
Mom, can I go over to the park and play?
As Nancy Smith, Brenda Marshall.
All right, be careful crossing streets.
As attorney at law Bill Smith, Harry Von Zell.
Yes, you're right, Nancy. I just read in the paper that in California there's a man run over every 45 minutes.
A man is run over every 45 minutes?
Hmm.
I say it must get awfully monotonous for the poor chap.
And as Uncle Cecil from Bedford, England, Arthur Treacher. Yes, neighbor, you're tuned right to the Smiths of Hollywood with music by Charles Hathaway. Presented by of Hollywood. And here's their British uncle, one of nature's noblemen born under the sign of the eight ball, Sir Cecil Smythe.
Greetings. Greetings from Hollywood, the land of thick-skinned oranges and thin-skinned people.
Hey, that doesn't sound right, does it?
No. Oh, yes. I got it backwards. Yes. Been a day of upset, though. Started when I came down for breakfast. Early breakfast it was for me.
Good morning, Esther.
Oh, well, Uncle Cecil, good afternoon. I'm in the middle of house cleaning. Would you mind having breakfast on the sun terrace?
Oh, not on the sun terrace. Out there in all that smog, I can't tell Manny Yoakum from B.O. Plinter.
Oh, now don't be like everybody else and make fun of our California weather.
On the contrary, I admire you Californians and your weather. Elsewhere, people just talk about the weather. But here you do something about it. Who else could have invented smog?
Mom, have we got any iodine around?
Bumps, where did you get that black eye and those thin knees? Now, haven't I told you not to play with those tough kids in the park?
Does she look as if she's been playing with anyone?
I wasn't in a fight, honest, Mom. Jimmy and I were at his house having a contest.
What kind of a contest?
Well, we were seeing who could lean out the window farther, and I won.
Obviously.
Now, look, I've told you not to try such stunts. Honest to heaven, I wish I could get through just one day without having to scold you.
Well, you have my permission, Mother.
Oh, I don't know how I keep my sanity. If worrying about you two isn't enough, my husband goes intellectual on me. He's turned world citizen.
You mean William has at last learned that Vicar Hennessy is a brandy and not an Irish general?
I'm talking about that businessman's club he joined. The International Harmony Club.
Sounds more like a barbershop quartet.
Oh, now, it's a fine club. They get together and talk about international problems and try to do something about them.
Really? Well, maybe they can do something about me. I've been an international problem for years. I say, Grant, could you reach me a plate from the cupboard?
Uh-huh.
Boom! Not more dishes.
No, less dishes.
Oh, honestly, you can be so exasperating at times.
You mean there are times when she isn't exasperating? I say, tell me more about this club of Williams,
Well, the club wants to raise money, so they serve the dinner and charge $15 a head.
How interesting. What kind of heads do they serve?
I've been to banquets. All you ever get is chicken a la king.
Chicken a la king? Well, here in the colonies, I should think you'd call it chicken a la president or the chicken a la Frank Sinatra.
Uncle Cecil, banquets raise money. And Bill is in charge of this one.
Does William have the cream chicken for 50 people?
No. Out of the $15, the caterer gets $5, and the rest is duck soup.
$10 for duck soup? Outrageous.
Well, Mommy, the $10 is crazy.
It's even more outrageous.
Is that a car in the driveway?
It's Pop. He's home early.
Nancy. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Bill, is anything the matter? What are you doing so early?
Is anything the matter? Is anything the matter? She says, I've been trying to call you on the phone for an hour.
Oh, well, Mother called.
Oh.
She saw the write-up in the paper about your banquet.
Yeah, well, wait till she sees tomorrow's paper. There's not going to be any banquet.
No banquet?
No.
But you were... What do you mean, darling?
Well, I mean that bird brain caterer got the dates mixed up. Why, does this put me behind the eight ball?
No caterer.
No caterer.
Gee, darling, you are out on a limb.
Out on a limb? I'm up the creek. What I need is a scotch.
Up the creek, out on a limb behind the eight ball? You don't need a scotch, William. You need a compass.
So can't you get another caterer? Have you tried phoning anyone else?
Well, look at this list. Every phone number in Hollywood is on it.
Really? Do you by any chance have Ann Sheridan's telephone number?
Oh. Nancy, I guess we'll just have to call the banquet off, but the mayor was coming, everybody.
Oh, now, surely you can find someone to serve a banquet.
Well, that's what I thought. Darn it, now I got the hiccups.
Oh,
every time I...
Don't get so nervous and upset. It always gives you the hiccups. Hold your breath.
Yeah, I'll hold my breath, yeah.
Breathing entirely, William.
Now, Cecil, you shut up.
Here, William, here. Try inhaling a little of this pepper.
Well, pepper? Never heard of that cure, but give me some. I'll try anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Is pepper supposed to cure a hiccup?
I haven't the slightest idea, old girl. I just wanted to know if it was possible to sneeze and hiccup at the same time.
Give me a glass of water, will you?
Garming, too. That is going to be difficult.
Uncle Cecil, you're a sadist. Bill, what? You want me to start phoning people that the banquet is off?
Well, Nancy, I guess we'll have to.
Seems a shame with all the people invited. How much did you say you were paying that caterer, William?
$5 a plate.
$5 a plate, eh?
Yeah.
Well, William... I might know someone who would serve your banquet.
Oh, Uncle Cecil. Are you pulling my leg?
Oh, should I? I think, does that get rid of hiccups?
Oh,
you know what pulling my leg means. It's an old English expression.
Really? Oh, I must remember that, yes. William, let me think about this banquet.
Now, there isn't time to think. If you know someone, call them now.
Phone, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I could phone the chap I have in mind.
But you don't realize what a jam Bill is in.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, then call the man you mentioned right now.
Yes, very well. Call I will. Hand me the phone.
You know the number?
Oh, very easy number to remember.
The time will be
9:36¼. Reginald! How are you, old chap? This is the Cecil Hyde. I say, I haven't spoken to you since we attended the cricket match at Tricklewood on bank holiday. No. Rheumatism, you say?
Sorry to hear that, Reginald.
Who? Wally and the Duke? Oh, I haven't heard of him sometime. No.
Well, will you get to the point, Uncle Cecil? Will he serve the banquet?
Well, Reggie's a very important caterer, you know. He's a busy man.
Well, ask him if he can't spare a little time.
Very well, William. Yes, I wonder if you have a little time to spare. I regard it as a personal favor. You know, my nephew is looking for a caterer. Oh, I see, yes.
At the time,
did you say 7?
Well, tell him we'll split the difference. Six.
Yes, Rick, I think you could charge 6. Yes, 6. Okay, William?
Okay, fine, Uncle Cecil. Gee, the banquet's all set, Nancy. Look, I'll go back to the office.
Uncle Steve. What's that book you're reading?
I thought it was supposed to be in your room.
Is it a cookbook?
No, it's not a cookbook. It's a Boston version of A Good Earth with all the dirt taken out.
There's no use trying to kid me, Uncle Steve. Pretending you were calling a caterer on the telephone. I listened in on the upstairs exception.
I wonder who the counterfeiter was who coined the phrase, as innocent as a child.
How much do you think you'll make on the deal?
Oh, what a suspicious little mind. You'll probably grow up to be a politician.
I have no aspirations to seek public office at this time. However, if my constituents decide to draft me...
Hold it quiet!
Roger.
Roger, who's he?
Keeping me quiet is going to be a hard job. I think I'll telephone Pop.
I've encountered people like you in the customs service. Will $5 purchase your silence?
$5? After you deduct for car fare and bubblegum, the take-home pay would be practically nothing. Jump in and I'll help you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do need an assistant. All right, child, you're hired. I say, do they have cooking classes at your school?
Oh, sure. But I took shop mechanic.
Shop mechanic? Oh, what a vile child you would, yes. Well, at least you can help me market. Come on, we'll go to the cheap place out on the boulevard. Come on. I say, my good man, does my bill require an adding machine?
Oh, this is so. If you make a mistake, the customer won't know it. Lettuce. 10 pounds of hamburgers. Anything else, mister?
Yes, 51 toothpicks.
51 toothpicks for 50 people?
Every smart caterer allows for breakage.
Hey, what are you giving, mister? A hard time party?
Well, we're not giving a hard time party. How much are the eggs?
84 cents a dozen.
7 cents an egg? Think I'll grow feathers and get into the egg business myself.
Say, it ain't the feathers that does it, mister. It's the scientific know-how.
Anyway, your eggs are too expensive.
True, but try to look at it this way. Besides laying the eggs, them hens got to walk to their nest, scratch their litter, get settled for the job, then they got to walk back. I figure they deserve portal to portal pay.
That's not what I object to. It's retroactive pay. How do I know these eggs aren't the work of 1946?
Well, the principle is the same.
But the eggs aren't.
1946, 1947. What's time to an egg? Say, by the way, you speak with quite an accent, ain't it? Where are you from?
Bedford, England. Do you deliver?
Deliver? Mister, you should have stood in Bedford.
I say, this is quite a nice clubhouse your father picked for the banquets.
Yeah, it belongs to the community. We're lucky there's plenty of dishes.
Oh, plenty of silverware, too. And monograms. U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Pullman.
Oh. Uncle Steve, I'm beginning to get scared. Have you really cooked before?
Betty Chan, I told you I had lots of KG in the First World War. There's nothing harder to please than British Tommies.
But these are American Tommies.
Oh, what a vile sense of humor.
What kind of meal did you use to pick?
Well, I was just trying to remember. It seems to me that all I can remember is bully beef.
What's bully beef?
Well, that's the Revolutionary War ham.
That'll do for a banquet. Maybe we better phone Pop and try to get out of this.
My dear child, Edison didn't give up in the beginning merely because he wasn't sure of himself.
No, but Edison didn't have my man for a father.
We're doing your father a great favor. Not to mention what a few bob will do for my suffering financier. But it's getting late. As you Americans say, we'd better start cooking with petrol.
I said, don't I have a... Oh, darn these hiccups. How can I get rid of them?
Have you tried drinking a glass of water upside down?
What do you expect me to do, stand on my head?
Here's a glass of water.
No.
That was coming round the mountain, played by Hopalong Hathaway and his Pasadena fruit picker.
I have a cure for your hiccups here.
Hmm?
Just hold your breath all during this promotion.
You're fine. You want to strangle?
Word from our
These hiccups.
Oh, you poor darling. Did you try breathing in a paper bag?
No, but I tried breathing on the Vine Street bus, and that didn't help. Doc, I hope the caterer Uncle Cecil found serves a good meal.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be out of this world. Darling, will you hook up the back of my dress?
Sure. Nancy, what have you done to your hair?
I told you I was going to the beauty parlor.
Oh, well, you look lovely anyway.
Oh, Bill. Don't kiss me on the back of the neck. It makes my blood boil.
Okay.
Oh, and don't blow in my ear. That gives me the cold shivers.
I seem to affect you like a Turkish bath. Hey, Nancy, maybe if you kiss me, I'll get rid of the hiccups.
Would that frighten you? Well, I didn't hear any hiccups.
No. You can't put anything over on a hiccup.
But would it help any, darling, if I told you how awfully proud I am of you?
Oh, that's what I live for, Nancy.
You know, with that $500 from your banquet, you can buy a lot of groceries for the people of some starving country.
Yeah. I had a hard enough time selling tickets, too. You know, Nancy, after all, we were fighting side by side with millions of Europeans, and, well, darn it, people forget so soon.
I know. Sort of like running out on a guy that played on your team and letting him crawl home.
Yeah, if he has a home left to crawl to. You know, a lot of my cynical friends think I'm a dope with this thing.
Oh, darling, cynicism is civilization's greatest disease. If Columbus or Jefferson or Lincoln or Edison, or about anybody else who's made life better for most of us, had only been interested in his own bank account and his own skin, where would we be today?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, Bill, you sound like a cynic.
Well, it's those darn hiccups. Listen, Nancy, I have to get rid of them before I give my speech tonight. People will...
Ouch! Oh.
What's the matter?
You caught my hairnet in the hook.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Ouch! Don't pull. That just makes it worse.
Well, I'm trying to...
Oh, how can a man be too dumb to hook up a dress?
Oh, that's women for you. Fine thing. A second ago, you were proud of me. Now I'm too dumb to hook up a dress.
are you, big lug? Come here. And this is the last kiss before I put my lipstick on.
I wondered if you wasn't coming to your own banquet.
Hi, Andy. May I present my wife to you?
No, thanks. I already had one of my own. Say, you got good turnout for the banquet, haven't you?
Hey, Bill. Yes. Look, there's the mayor over there.
Oh, yeah, I bet he's coming. Look, Andy, I'm sorry I was late, but...
Yeah, I know. I stopped by a bar for a couple of quick ones myself.
Bill.
What?
Do you smell something funny in here?
Smell? Yeah, well, it does smell funny, like something burning. Mm-hmm. I better go see how that caterer is doing.
Oh, no, wait. You go talk to the mayor. I'll see how everything is in the kitchen. Yeah.
You shouldn't have tried cooking a banquet, Uncle Cecil.
Out of my way, child. This pan's on fire. Turn on the spout in the sink. Oh, dear.
It's all burned up.
Yes, maybe one fortunate thing has come out of all this. A new way to make smog. Go on now, dear. Open a window. Do something, dear.
You can't serve that mess. By the way, what is it?
Well, it could pass for the tumulus or anthracite.
Oh, I think I'll run on home, Uncle Cecil.
Oh, no, you don't. I say, tell me, what's going on out there in the banquet hall? Maybe we have time to start all over again, hmm?
Oh, everybody is walking towards the table except... Uh-oh, here comes Mom.
Oh, dear, I say, I say. I wonder what the bus fare is to Mexico.
Oh, can I go with you, Uncle Cecil?
I was wondering if dinner was... Oh, is something on fire?
Do about something on fire? Piece of toast that became too well done. Yes,
sir. Uncle Cecil.
Oh, dear, I hoped you might mistake me in this smoke.
Hello, Mom. Gee, you look pretty.
Yes, doesn't it? Nancy, you look positively devastating. Beautiful beyond words.
Bunk, what's the meaning of all this?
Honest, Mom, it was all
right. I bet it, Nancy. Just trying to help out when you met all the
clients. Oh, I haven't the heart to tell Bill. I just haven't.
With you out here, maybe we could quick scramble some eggs, huh?
Nancy, my child, words can't express my shame. I had no idea of the lofty purpose behind this banquet.
Well, that doesn't help now.
I really thought it was a sort of a poker club or something, you know.
Well, there's nothing to do but go out and tell them the truth.
Aren't you proud of yourself?
Well, be quiet or I'll throw you in a pot and serve you. Bunks, we must think of a miracle quick.
I don't intend to spoil a delicious meal by a long speech, friends, but... I got the hiccups. Anyone know a cure for the hiccups?
Yes. Take a look at my mother-in-law.
Oh, look at you as worse, George, but as a matter of fact, speaking of being Toastmaster, here is what gave me the hiccups. It's too bad this speech isn't being broadcast. I've always wanted to be on a coast-to-coast hiccup.
Joke like that, you belong in broadcasting. Yeah.
Well, I've tried everything to get rid of these darn hiccups. I even went to see a Boris Karloff movie. You know, they say it's scary.
Bill, I have to talk to you a minute. No.
Please.
Cecil is the caterer.
Yeah, I know. She's. My hiccups are gone. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to say this, but my wife, yes. My wife just came from the kitchen.
Quiet,
everyone. I have something very important to say. I very much regret to announce that there will be no...
Dinner is served.
No
now dinner.
What?
Here's your dinner, Pop.
Oh, good. Bumps, this is a dinner? A crust of bread? What are you doing?
No, quiet, please, all of you. I want to explain. Your money will be refunded if you just let me explain.
Come, William, you're being too modest. Let me do it for you. Gentlemen, your attention, please. I should like to congratulate all of you for being such good sports. I know that many of you men served in the armed forces in the recent war, like William, whose record in the Pacific is something we're all proud of. It so happens that I, too, served as a captain in the Royal Artillery. I can show you places in Europe where American doughboys and British Tommies died fighting side by side. And the war against dictatorship is won. The war against starvation has only just begun. Famine is the breeding ground of war, and millions of democratic Europeans are starving. And I think William has chosen the most effective way to illustrate this point by serving each of you a crust of bread for dinner.
What?
William, I congratulate you.
Oh, no. No, just a minute, everybody. Well, the whole room has been... Oh, yeah? Well, yes. It was quite a banquet, all right, after all. And Cecil, you really did some very quick thinking. Of course, I'm going to pay you for the food that was spoiled.
I'm hungry. Let's go to a drive-in.
Drive-in? What's a drive-in? Oh, dear.
A drive-in's where you get service right in your car.
Wonderful. Oh, dear. I say, do they have water in these drive-ins?
Here, Uncle Cecil, I'll hold your nose.
Now, you attend to your driving, William, and I'll... Oh, dear.
Hey, Pop, watch out. That guy is crossing the street.
I say... If that's the man in California you mentioned that gets run over every 45 minutes, we've thrown him off schedule, haven't we? You know, you missed him. Oh, dear. And now a word from our sponsor.